Hey everybody, this is Devin Boker and you are listening to 500 Days Happier. It's a 500-day experiment to, well, get happy. It's a bit of a gratitude challenge. It's a daily gratitude challenge. It's a trial and error exploration of different strategies that are supposed to help increase long-term happiness, help reduce anxiety, help battle depression, those sorts of things. And trying them out myself to see how easy it is to do in real life, to see what the challenges are, and to share that experience with others so that maybe it might be of help. Day 43 of 500, and I know it's last minute, but when things get hectic, it's hard to keep my priorities straight, and I know I should be doing this first thing in the morning, but I don't always find it easy, and every reason I have is really, it's just an excuse and a bad one. So this morning, last night actually, I reminded myself of my goal of waking up at 5 to be at the gym by 5:30. And then I woke up and it was negative 20. And I know deep down it's perfectly feasible to get up and go, but I was already really warm from wearing sweats to bed and I live really close to the gym. By the time that I started feeling cold, I could have already been in the parking lot. But, you know, what did I do instead? I put on some coffee, grabbed a foil-covered cake pan off the stovetop, plopped down on the couch, sipped on some coconut mocha coffee with oat milk, watching Titans on HBO Max, and eating a one-third of a vanilla cake with rainbow chip frosting because it was, well, too cold outside. Clearly, that's the exact opposite of my goal and intent, but, well, I don't know. What was I thinking? The problem is, morning for me is very different than mid-morning to late-night me. Morning me just wants to have some me time. I'm always busy and on the go, so I just want that time where I have no responsibility to anyone else and I can just have an hour to sip on some coffee under a blanket with my dog watching cheesy superhero shows. I'm still in debate with myself on whether or not morning me is on to something and that time is valuable and worthwhile for my overall happiness and well-being because, well, if everything has to be about maximum productivity, or if that's just the story I tell myself to rationalize more gluttonous and lazy tendencies. The problem with trying to solve my own problems is that my internal prosecutor and defendant are equally matched in persuading my judge quite often, which is another way of saying I tend to overthink even the most menial of things and get caught up in my internal courtroom banter, where the case ends up being so convoluted there's no simple settlement. What I will say is this, I do know that the best thing for me to do is just to get off my butt in the morning because I don't get off work till 5, and if I try to work out afterwards, then that's less time than I have with my wife and kids and it makes for a much longer day. So while I have an answer, morning me has an argument that results in not going to the gym at all. Morning me sucks. But I've got a 4 gratitude, so let's go. 170, my students, they're amazing human beings, and I love that I get to spend my days with them, even on their not-so-good days. 171, I'm 2 loads away from being caught up on laundry. 172, that last bit of crumbs in the bottom corner of a chip bag. And 173, this one's kind of gross sounding, but hear me out. I wake up stuffy every morning in these dry, cold winter mornings, and then when I take this hot shower, it's like everything opens up and my sinuses have been baptized and born again. And what I'm trying to say is it's that blowing my nose in the shower has got to be one of the best feelings of relief ever. And I so take normal breathing for granted. I'm sorry that I ever undervalued you, clear nasal passages. You are the real MVP. More tomorrow.